All right, God bless you all. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing on a topic that only God could have placed on my heart during such a time, and I'm calling it Every Chain is Broken. You know, when we think about chains, we think of something that binds, restricts, or holds us captive. And in the natural, chains can do many things, right? They can lock people in prisons. In the spiritual, chains represent anything that holds us in bondage, whether it's sin, fear, addiction, guilt, shame, or even our past, anything along those lines. But I've got some good news for you. In Christ Jesus, every chain has been broken. So you could take your Bibles and we're going to start in Acts chapter 16. Quite a record occurred in the book of Acts chapter 16. We're going to start in verse 25 and we're going to read 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. I love this record, because notice what happened. When Paul and Silas prayed and worshiped, God himself shook the prison, opened the doors, and every chain was loosed. And guess what? What God did then, he can still do today. You know, Jesus Christ himself, he spoke very plainly about the bondage of sin, didn't he? I'm going to read you John chapter 8. I'm going to turn there real quick myself. John chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever." And here's the next verse. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You see, we cannot free ourselves just by our own efforts. And no amount of good works or self-discipline, whatever the case may be, none of those things on our own terms can break that chain. But when Christ stepped in and when we became born again of God's Spirit, the power of sin and death was broken, and when we received eternal life. Romans chapter 6. Verse 22 in particular. "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness in the end, everlasting life." I don't know. Maybe we're struggling with some natural habits, I'll call them. But know this today. We know that Jesus Christ paid the price for our freedom. There are two things that do come up quite frequently in our today's society. And, you know, some people, actually many people, are not chained by sin, but by fear. Okay? Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. Anxiety can feel like a heavy chain around people's hearts. But in 2 Timothy 1:7, what does it say? "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. fear does not come from our Heavenly Father. Fear is the enemy of faith, and it's a chain or a tactic that is utilized by the enemy. But the peace of God is stronger than any fear. Go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 4. We'll go there next. Wonderful section in God's Word that deals with this very thing as well. And it says, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Ah, beautiful. When you pray and trust God with your whole entire heart, His peace breaks the chains of fear. It just chops them right down. And some folks are also chained by addictions, right? That's unfortunately, I don't know if some of you guys were probably on the line on Tuesday evening where Ken Petty was talking about all the influences that different bands have had on our society for many, many, many decades. Every band you could think of was quite interesting. And a lot of these bands have promoted things like addiction and drugs and other strongholds. Even destructive thought patterns. But you know what? The anointing of God destroys every yoke. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 10. And in verse 27 it says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Carnal being five senses, natural, right? But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, addictions from the outside may seem like they're really, really strong, but God, you can say it with me, but God is stronger. Because that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead can break any addiction in life. Got a few more things here. So we've covered anxiety and fear, addiction. What about condemnation and guilt? For many, the heaviest chains are not visible. They're the chains of guilt, shame, and condemnation. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 8. In verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Yes. On the opposite end, the enemy would want us to be kept bound by our past. But you know what? God said something else in Micah chapter 7, verse 19. Not a section we would normally go to on a regular basis. But in Micah chapter 7, verse 19, it says, He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. When God forgives, He forgets. He casts our sins into the depths of the sea, never to be brought up again. Right? As far as the east is from the west. Right? Chain of guilt has been broken in Jesus Christ's name. Now, one may ask, how do I see these chains broken in my life? You know what? The Word of God states it rather clearly, I would say. There's a verse in Revelation chapter 12. Again, not a place we normally go to. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Remember Paul and Silas when they prayed and sang songs? The chains came right off, right? Through prayer and worship. What about this one? What about through the Word of God? It says a few wonderful things in Psalm 107, verse 13 and 14. "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder." So the Word, and nothing but the Word. As well as prayer and worship, release the power of God into your situation completely, fully, 100%. So, I want to close in Galatians chapter 5. Whatever chains people may be facing, sin, fear, addiction, shame, Jesus Christ already won the victory. We're not moving towards a place of freedom. We're moving from a place of freedom. Because that's what God is into. God is into freedom. I remember that Dr. Werbel once said that one of the cruelest of all things is religion. It's religion. Because religion keeps people in bondage more than any other thing in this world. If you do this, if you do that, if you follow these exact rules to the T, then you'll be fine. But God does not work like that. Jesus said that if you'll continue my word, then you shall be free. So we need to be free to live out the promises of God and to walk. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So today, we don't have to stay bound. That same power that opened those prison doors for Paul and Silas can open the doors in your life. Every chain has been broken in Jesus Christ's name. God's peace, forgiveness, and power has already been released so that we can walk in freedom from this day forward. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a tremendous privilege that we live as born-again ones, Father. You are so good to us. Honestly, I can say that we are spoiled because we do not yet fully understand the power that we possess because of God and Christ in us, Father. That is where the power really lies. So thank you for all of this, Father God. Once again, I want to pray for each of our lives that we're given the strength and the courage needed these days to hold forth your word and spread the good news, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.